There are many reasons to be thankful that we're alive today instead of, say, 100 years ago. There's the internet, of course, jet travel and plasma TVs. But especially at Thanksgiving, it's well to celebrate our society's progress with respect to marauding turkeys. Yes, bands of turkeys. If you've ever been on a turkey farm or within eyeshot or earshot of one, you'll surely appreciate that turkeys have a sort of gang mentality. One gobbles and the rest start gobbling. One ruffles and the rest start ruffling. Put another way, there's nothing but trouble when these birds of a feather flock together. And yet for decades, we in Illinois took the phrase feathered friends a little too literally. Exhibit 1, consider this shockingly pro-poultry language from an Illinois appellate court in 1896. We know of no law absolutely requiring owners of turkeys to fence them in or others to fence them out. Our statute declares it unlawful for certain species of domestic animals to run at large and imposes a penalty upon their owner for permitting it, but does not, by any specific or general term, include turkeys. Their owner may therefore allow them to run at large without subjecting himself to any penalty. And run those turkeys did. Through a break in their owner's hedges to get at a neighbor's apples and corn, in one case from Hancock County, making a beeline into a neighbor's crops in Peoria County, into a neighboring turkey flock in DeKalb County, onto a neighbor's farm in Menard County, all because, as the court in the Peoria case noted, turkeys simply follow the instinct of nature in seeking food where it is most inviting. You'll likely be able to relate now to the multiple defendants who back then took matters into their own hands when others' hungry turkeys came to call. That's what many of those turkey cases turned on, whether a neighbor would be liable for holding the trespassing turkeys for ransom, for beating them with a stick, or for inflicting a much worse fate on the boisterous butterballs. With all the havoc unrestrained turkeys apparently wreaked back then in Illinois, you might be left scratching your waddle as to why the law granted turkeys such freedom. And then you'd come across a case from the 1930s and all would become clear. The law abhors a double standard. Imagine opening the local paper in 1929 and reading this enticing notice. Come to the annual turkey trot, Tuesday, November 26th, day and night. 153 live birds and pigs given away, absolutely free. 10 separate releases of fowls. Fowls will be released from the tops of buildings. Come, bring the family, 35 big turkeys. No, I'm not kidding. Here's the rollicking scene a court would later describe. Turkeys were released from the windows of the courthouse of Fulton County in the public square for the entertainment of the crowd, or for those of said crowd desiring, so to do, to capture said turkeys. It's clear that the event should have been called not a turkey trot, but a turkey tackle. And now consider from whence the turkeys originated. The courthouse. Are you surprised that a woman injured in the melee did not recover anything in her lawsuit against the city? With traditions like that, why would any judge ever restrict turkey freedom in general? Yep, there are many reasons to be thankful that we're alive today. We keep turkey flocks penned up. Today's turkey trot is 5K. And the only turkeys you'll find in the courthouse are, well, you know. I'm Amy Guida.